B-Pod Studios.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
I think that's sort of low class.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
There will be an added attraction when you go to Fenway Park this year, or is it an added distraction? What's new atop the Green Monster?
With groundskeeper Joe Mooney at his side, the hometown mayor could only stand and stare. Tom Menino came to tour Fenway Park to see if the city streets were ready for Friday's opening day. But it was the Coke bottles everyone was talking about. This is what Menino said outside the park.
You know, they take a little bit away from the Green Monster. The Green Monster makes this park unique like no other ballpark in the country.
The Red Sox are quick to point out the Coke bottles are not on the Green Monster, but rather above it, like other advertisements.
Many people don't realize that the Green Monster was originally just a signage opportunity. It was erected just for that purpose and that purpose alone. And in 1947, it was painted green. And actually, this is the 50th anniversary of it being green.
The Coke bottles are tied in directly with the Jimmy Fund and the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. Coca-Cola promises to make a $100,000 donation to the Jimmy Fund each year. What they're going to do is donate $1,000 every time a home run actually hits a Coke bottle, or $500 every time a home run is hit over the Green Monster.
Did you hear Menino in that?
Yeah.
He didn't like it. He had no interest in those Coke bottles going up.
Did he think they were on the Green Monster? Because they clarified
no,
it after.
No, he's being interviewed at Fenway Park in that report for WBZ TV Channel 4. Liz Walker, the anchor. Joe Shortsleeve, the reporter on that one.
Shortsleeve has a little the old-timey radio voice that Hardy does.
Yeah, well, he's sort of an old-timey reporter. Here's more from this. 1997.
Coke executives who are paying a premium for the spot thought long and hard before deciding on the final design using the old-fashioned Coke bottle. There are no lights, no bells and whistles.
At no point did we or the Red Sox want to do anything that we felt would be in bad taste. It's well above the Green Monster. We think it's a traditional Coke bottle, so it's a good fit for a classic ballpark like Fenway.
Although this photography student out shooting landmarks was not impressed.
The Green Monster especially, it shouldn't, you know, kind of take away the aura of it by putting Coke bottles up there.
We're used to seeing the Green Monster, and that's all we see, and now you have Coke bottles out there. So we'll deal with those things.
The mayor says we'll all get used to it. Well, we'll have to.
Change is inevitable. Oh, that's what they tell me.
Yeah, back to the desk.
Is that Jack
back
Williams?
To Jack Williams. Is yeah, well,
Jack? Yeah. Scotch.
That's the way.
Warm in my belly.
That's the way the cookie crumbles. Thank
news
you.
News was news.
Back to the news. Shaughnessy at the time. They are 25 feet tall and they are hideous.
They weren't hideous.
You
I
can
thought it
see
was cool.
them. You know, you can see them from the Massachusetts Turnpike, from Lansdowne Street.
Yep.
From Section 9, Row 12, Seats 1 and 2. You can probably see them from the top of Mount Wachusett if you have a telephoto lens.
Now you're stretching.
He said, they are three giant fiberglass Coke bottles, and they are strapped to a light tower that rises from the top of Fenway Park's historic Green Monster. Mm. Purists will be sickened. This is not your father's Fenway anymore. We have grudgingly accepted the 600 Club, which doesn't exist anymore. That used to be the fishbowl, the glassed-in seats.
Yeah.
The mega scoreboard in center. The mega scoreboard was a problem?
Nah, you kind of need that.
And the rotating advertisements in right. Ooh. But now there are monstrous Coke bottles on top of the left field wall. Fenway has been many things through the years, but never tacky. He said, now it's as if Billy Payne and the Atlanta Olympic Committee landed in Boston. Those guys would put a yogurt stand on the first floor of the House of Seven Gables.
I mean, it's not like you have a spiral slide and you got some Wally the Green Monster sliding down every time somebody gets a home run. I don't think it was that tacky.
He says here, and this is what's funny. What's next, Red Sox? Ronald McDonald catching relievers in the visitors' bullpen? Grounds crew members wearing pool and weed eater uniforms? I actually think they're L.L. Bean now. I think they're L.L. Bean uniforms that they wear, that they're sponsored by. And he said, a Century 21 sign on home plate, a Firestone pitcher's rubber. Actually, they do superimpose an image on the rubber now. So that did happen. He said, ads stenciled into Fenway's lawn. Have they done that yet? I know they've done logos.
I don't think so.
I don't know if they've done ads yet.
No ads. They did.
They're all
like...
over the hockey ice.
He said, right center field, brought to you by The Gap. Remember, 1997.
Ah.
They did start doing that in some ballparks. The ballparks that have fences, you know,
yeah,
that are 8 feet high.
Be clever.
That's what they did.
Yeah. The Gap.
Fenway is a charming bandbox, no more. They were so mad. They were so mad over the Coke bottles. Can you imagine if you dropped the uniform thing on them in 97?
Oh, God.
And here's my fear, that I sound stupid like Shaughnessy right now in 2022. That is my fear about myself. That I'm going to think back in 25 years and say, oh, that was so stupid that you thought that way.
Yeah, because you get used to it.
That you cared about the logo on the uniform.
Like, they were upset. Like, it's part of the history.
The photography student said it took away from the aura. It took away from the aura of the Fenway Monster.
It's a monster. It's a big wall with two light posts out there, and all of a sudden you're offended by it.
Now, when they first went
up, it's not like it went on the wall.
Were they all Coke, or did they change them because there was a vanilla Coke, there was a Diet Coke Zero?
They were
all Coke.
Coca-Cola when they went up.
Okay.
They later changed them.
And then you had the Diet, then you had the vanilla Coke. And
they did that later.
Cherry
Coke. Changed them, yes.
They all said Coca-Cola when they went
change
up.
Change is inevitable.
Well, thank you, Jack. Change is inevitable.
Hurrah for all.
How many more minutes in this?
That is ridiculous. Oh, I drive already. Well, ready to go.
Do you think there was a better job than news anchor in Boston in, let's say, 1985?
I think any major market newscaster was a great job to have in the 80s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And even the 90s for a period, probably really doing well.
Oh, yeah. Especially the sports. I mean, we talk about that, too. Like, look at the sportscast. Now it's shrunk down to, what, a minute and a half? Where, like, Bob LaBelle was appointment viewing.
If that.
And I think sports
That's
coverage.
Where you got your news on.
Yeah, and I think sports coverage, first of all, the abundance of it kills it. But it's become a lot more casual and authentic in a lot of ways, in a lot of some spaces. But you watch that and you're like, oh, this is sort of a 10 second highlight and you're out. Like, there's really nothing much to it. Scott is in West Roxbury. Hi, Scott.
How you guys doing?
Hey.
Thank you for having me on. So the advertising on uniforms, I'm not really down with that. But, like, the advertising of Fenway Park, when the Green Monster was first put up, the whole monster was covered in advertising. So, for someone to say something about Coke bottles back in the 90s is crazy, because they've been advertising in the field ever since it's been created.
Yeah, I think they mentioned that in that story.
Yeah. I mean, they were, you couldn't miss them. Like, I remember driving on a pike
and green in 1947. Dave's in Lynn. Hi, Dave.
Yeah, I was going to say, with all the to-dos that Belichick gets for being such a defensive mastermind, the two worst games I've ever seen professionally were the consecutive games against Buffalo. What I thought was the worst game was only followed by the absolute worst game, where on every possession a touchdown was scored. I believe Belichick by far is the luckiest coach of all time, but not the best. He's lucky in that
Tom
Brady was drafted 199. And had it not been for the injury by the Jets, Bledsoe would have been the starting quarterback, because they had just signed him the biggest contract at that time. So his record before the Patriots with Cleveland was 8 games below .500.
Yep.
So far with the Patriots, after Tom Brady. He is one game under 500, including the playoffs. That's all I got.
Anti-Belichick. Again, who's better?
That's not going away unless Bill wins.
Yeah. That's why you can't go 9-8.
That's why you can't.
That's backwards.
Not make the playoffs again? That's a taller task. I want to see how the offseason goes. We don't have to make that declaration now of what they should be.
But, like, to their credit, like, post-Brady, you know you're going to have to change some things. They didn't
change
go,
is inevitable. That's
They didn't go 3-13. You know what I mean?
That drop's not going anywhere, I can tell.
You're 7-9. You didn't go 3-13. Yeah. Then you win 10 games. So hopefully they're back on track.
It's a Finish Strong Friday here on Zolak and Bertrand. It's brought to you, as always, by our great friends at 128 Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electric. And also, don't forget, drains. Their sewer maintenance program permanently fixes your drains with a one-time drain fix that removes roots and clogs and seals your pipes permanently and affordably. Visit call128.com. 617-779-0985. Fake promos coming up later this hour at 150.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Calls on anything.
Call us here for sports.
Sports calls next at 617-779-0985.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Good song.
Just listen to music now.
Ace of Base.
So 41 more minutes.
Yes.
40. Well, we'll say 40-ish minutes now.
Yeah.
End of the week. I know it's been a long week.
Let the song play. It would be like 38.
We got fake promos coming up, like you said. Yeah.
I mean, it was a long week when we got to Wednesday. I know by that.
Wednesday was a real MF for you this week. Yesterday felt like
I don't know what it was.
Oh, Wednesday at noon was the worst for Zoe.
Oh, yeah. I was like, wow, it's only halfway point.
Zoe did mention that he's been very disappointed with our call volume today. I would agree with you on that.
Yeah, it's a weird week.
I think there's, is it Rich Kids Vacation Week? Is that what you're going on this
2 weeks.
Yep. A 2 week break in the middle of March.
How do they get 2 weeks?
They call their own shots. They're rich. The rich kids do. They can call their own shots.
Yeah.
Rich kids, rich parents. They decide they want 2 weeks off in the middle of March. They do it. It's like Tom Brady and his kids. Just travel the world whenever they damn feel like it.
How many days of school do you think his kids actually logged?
25 a year? I don't know.
Cutting checks. Yeah. Because his son travels a lot. You know, the one in New York, right? He's always with him. That's funny, right? He wanted to go to Tampa to stay closer to him. And then he might go to San Francisco.
You know what used to be acceptable was pulling your kids out of school for like, we decided we wanted to go to on a family vacation this given week. I don't think people do that as much as they used to.
Where you stagger it because of the cost of flights.
Yeah, because everyone can't go to Disney World on April vacation or February vacation.
Flights are ridiculous.
Do people still do that, Hardy? Have you noticed? Yay, nay? Are people still doing that? Like, just pull their kid out of school for a week?
Oh, yeah.
My
parents
did it with me when I was a kid once. Yeah. Greatest week ever.
I got a buddy, guy you know, who was famous for doing it the week before winter break when all the kids were in the same school over there and
their kids got to double up on vacation.
Go to Disneyland like for 4 days, like breaks next week.
Yeah, but it's stupid then. Everybody was
then they sit it on. Like,
but you're not supposed to take your kids out of school to go to Disney World.
He's like, I don't care.
The schools frown upon it these days. They're very strict about that. They don't like that.
Nah. Well, the best way to get him to do something is tell him he's not supposed to.
Someone I know?
Oh, yeah.
Can't wait. Can't wait to learn who that is. Max is in the truck. What's up, Max?
Hey, how's it going, Beetle? Hardy?
What's up,
Zo?
What's up, Max?
So I got a trade proposal.
Sure.
Send Nikhil Harry to Arizona Cardinals for Andy Isabella. Also, Beetle, I'm really sorry to hear about your friend, Donnie. Thoughts and prayers to him and his family. Thanks for taking my call, guys. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Max. All right, let's get to, and thank you for your words about Donnie. Let's address this rumor that I think I started. What? How long ago did I start that rumor?
A couple weeks now.
The rumor
of Andy Isabella.
The Nikhil Harry for Isabella swap, which we've talked about for like a year now.
I was going to say at
least a year. I recant the part about Nikhil Harry because that's not realistic. They don't want Nikhil Harry. They have receivers.
Yeah.
They have no need for receivers.
They have big guys on the outside.
In fact,
6'3", 6'4".
They don't even need Andy Isabella for anything. That's why he doesn't play.
Yeah, they frown upon the slot.
He wasn't really playing a lot of slot from what I gather.
Is that right?
Yeah. And I told you why I don't think he's a perfect fit for a slot on this team or any other. His speed is straightaway speed.
Yeah, you need the 5 yard speed, that quickness.
I don't think that's his specialty.
To get open. Yeah.
His speed is straightaway speed, and he'd be a great depth piece, and I have no doubt that the Patriots and Bill Belichick would figure out how to best use him as a player. That's one of the things they're great at. It really is. Taking a guy who's undervalued and figuring out what he's going to... Julian Edelman is just the classic story of that.
Yeah.
They looked at him and said, we're going to figure out... We have something here. We're going to figure out what it is with you. You have ability that we like. We're going to mold you into something. Andy Isabella is that, and I think that he would be a good player to have here. Super athletic, and he's got speed. And they just lack so much speed. As an offense, more fast guys in the mix will help them in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah,
but Arizona doesn't want Nikhil Harry. So they got no use for him.
What? Yeah. Any idea what they need?
Late round pick.
About
my understanding of the matter is that around the draft,
tackle.
The ask will be like a mid round pick. But when no one bites on that because no one wants him for a mid round pick,
no one's going to give a third for.
My source tells me the likely compensation will be.
Fifth rounder?
Sixth or seventh round pick.
Whoa.
In the end. That it's going to be a situation where he's not a fit for a ton of teams, but someone's going to want him.
I believe Zoe's major argument against Andy Isabella was catch radius. He didn't like his catch radius.
Yeah, I mean, he's not a big guy. And I have ignorance with the Cardinals. I don't watch him a lot. So I haven't seen a ton of these games where he's, like Beetle said, he's playing on the outside. Ideally, he looks like a slot. He looks like a Welker or an Edelman to me, or an Amendola. So,
body type wise, it's just that skill set wise.
But that's like, you know, you brought up the point earlier, not you, but the caller about Cordero Patterson. Like, that guy's got speed. So you find ways to get him the ball.
And they did. They found ways to get him the ball, and he was fine.
He put him at tailback. He was pretty good at tailback.
They'd find a way to get Andy Isabella the ball because the guy can move. He's got wheels.
Right.
And he can catch. He's got good hands. He's got good hands, and he's fast. So just those two skills alone, you're like, yeah, if he's down the bottom of the depth chart and we find ways to work him in, and he'd be great on special teams, he can return kicks and punts.
Yep.
If you could have a competition in camp between Gunnar Olszewski and him, would you do it?
Oh, God, yeah, in a second.
There it is. Well, have at it. See who wins.
Because that guy will give you more in a receiving game than Gunnar does. Like, Gunnar, to me, is just strictly a specialist. You know, I don't know if you trust him to run. Like, he's had some good balls that he's caught from, you got to go back to Stidham, 2 years ago? Yeah.
And just from, like, you know, locker room standpoint, great guy, good leader, it's the type of guy that he is.
Hey, he's a pro.
You know, he's a pro. He had a pro's attitude coming out of college. And so, in terms of the no a-holes rule by Bill Belichick, you would certainly be getting the opposite of an a-hole with this guy. You know, you'd be getting
he fits the mold.
Yes, he. I've always said he'd make a great Patriot. Personality wise,
workaholic,
work ethic wise, all of it.
Yeah,
and I'm just rooting for him because yes, he went to UMass and he's a great story. He's a hardworking dude, but I don't think they want to kill Harry. I don't believe that any team wants to kill Harry for any reason.
Well, there's multiple teams that are.
I disagree with it.
Engaging.
Yeah, Justin's in the truck. He's a teacher. Guys, what do you got, Justin?
What's up, boys?
How you doing?
So I took a personal day today, but I'm a high school history teacher by trade. And let me tell you something. when you walk in on like a Tuesday or Wednesday of a week before break and your classroom's bare because all these parents ripped their kids out of school a little bit early, admin doesn't like it. But I'll tell you what, the people on the ground, the teachers, real workers of America, we love it.
Okay, what?
You know, less kids.
Can you tell us what town? Can you tell us what town you're in?
Oh, that might be too much.
God, no! I'm on a personal day today. No, I left the job last year, and I'm at a new district this year. It was definitely a bump up, a step in the right direction.
You should have disguised your voice. And
are you
wearing dark sunglasses?
Are you North Shore, Metro West. What? Just give us a region.
I'm a South Shore guy. I'll leave it at that.
Maybe down in your neighborhood.
He wears dark sunglasses and asked us to blur out his face.
Hell no, I'm on a personal day. I'm not telling you where
I am. See, if that was the routine, too, and you expected kids to bang out on a Monday or Tuesday, if I was a teacher, I'd give a test that Monday.
It depends on the teacher, though. It's like, I'm looking out for my kids a lot of times because I don't want them to get in trouble with their teachers. And they all can't be like that and like Justin and say that, you know, they love it. There are some that are going to be upset by it if they're there just missing days just because mommy and daddy wanted to save, you know, $80 a piece on each of the round trip tickets.
It'd be more than that.
It's a lot more than that. Well, I screwed up and didn't book for one, and you know what I'm doing now.
Oh my God. Yeah, fill her up.
Well, T-Bone, we still need to talk about that.
What's there to talk about?
Whether or not we're doing the road trip with the dog or without the dog, and if we leave the dog,
I'd go without the
T-Bone
dog.
Has to stay at home with the dog.
We really have two items we need to get to with you, Hardy, with you. One is this, what you just mentioned. Dog or no dog on a road trip.
It's a no dog.
And I say no dog, Zoe says no dog. The other one is, why won't Twitter re-verify you?
Which I could care less about.
What?
The hell's going on over there at Twitter?
The verification process for Twitter has changed dramatically since we all got verified the first time.
Oh, really?
Oh, it is a thing. It is a big thing.
Well, I got an email at one point years ago where they said, to keep your verification, you got to like send us an ID or something. Remember that happened?
I don't remember that, but I do know that now you have to submit to them all types of documentation about not just who you are, but your level of notability. What did they say?
Yeah.
As a result, we could not reliably verify the account associated with the request is a notable person, organization, or brand.
Do they know that you have like 14 jobs that are all famous?
But again, if I could talk to them, if I could just talk to the people on Twitter, it'd be a lot easier to explain
what's their number?
Who I am and what
can
I do.
Call them? They have a phone number? They got 1-800 we can call? You put on hold?
But they want to know, it's like, what do you work for? Well, you have to provide news stories in accredited news organizations about the organization that you work for.
Okay.
Or if you're a journalist, you have
news
to...
News stories.
Well, I found like three good ones and submitted those and submitted the link to the website that has my Twitter handle listed there. And they're like, yeah, not good enough. We're not gonna verify you. Nah, no.
News stories.
Here's a story with Hardy from the Boston Globe. Did you send him that one?
Which one?
I don't know.
Radio DJ complains about not being verified.
Okay. See, that's not.
You're like Portnoy.
Helpful. Now, Portnoy.
It says here, don't forget. This is from when? Chad Finn wrote this at some point and said, don't forget their third voice. Hardy, Rob Poole might be the most unsung talent in the market. You send that to Twitter and say, look, unsung. They might say that's why you're not notable. You're not sung. You're unsung.
No,
your account has been disabled.
Unsung is the problem word there.
Yeah. You have to be sung.
Thanks a lot, Chad.
Why don't you get sung and then get back to us? Huh?
I don't hear no singing.
617-779-0985.
So 30. I put it down in my calendar. I can try again in 30 days. I don't know. I guess
once a month they allow you to plead your case?
Try again in 30 days, dumb.
Come on, Twitter.
Go away. Try again in next month.
30 days. But the dog thing, we should really talk about.
Oh, yeah.
You shouldn't bring
a dog on a road trip. I love dogs, but I would not take
Okay, listen. Our dog, you know my dog, small-sized lab. She's
how many pounds?
60.
That is.
She's 60-pounder.
Mine's 80.
Okay? She's great in the car. She just lays down on the back floor and just chills. She's not a noose. I've had dogs that were terrible in the car.
Mine likes to look out the window.
No.
She likes to be in the console and right there in your face.
She could not care less about looking out the window. She just lays down and chills.
It's a good dog.
It's a really good dog.
She's a very good dog in the car.
How far is this trip? 40 minutes?
11 hours.
11 hours with the dog? Come on.
Then you got to put the bowl of water.
Are you going in the middle of the night?
No, that's the nice thing about driving. You can go whenever you want. Yeah. It doesn't matter.
Well, it does. If you're driving down the eastern seaboard, you're going to worry about traffic.
Okay,
in a number
of
cities.
We'll go on, you know, weekend and check the times and map it out a little bit and research it. But, you know, if everyone's fed up after 5-6 hours, well, stop. We'll break it into two. I could, no problem going straight through for 11 hours. I got no problem doing that. It's the other people.
They're not going to agree to 11 hours straight.
No.
They're going to need stops. They're going to need things. Meals,
food.
Yeah, they're the
Wi-Fi.
Problem.
You got Wi-Fi in your truck.
The problem.
You got Wi-Fi in your truck.
Yeah.
But everyone's got their own personal devices now, anyway, don't they? Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But they can all log on to the Wi-Fi and have a nice little time riding down. The dog will just lay back there. I don't see what the problem is, but I'm getting pushback
because I think 10 minutes in the car with the dog or a half hour in the car with the dog is a lot different than 11 hours. That's why.
Could be.
I say leave it with T-Bone.
617-779-0985. We'll get back to your calls. Today's takeaways, which are the fake promos in less than 20 minutes.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Solak Bertrand. And the guy who has to put up with both of them. Hardy.
Hey, nice shirt. Where'd you get that? At the crappy shirt store? Just kidding. How you doing?
Solak and Bertrand.
And Hardy. How you doing?
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Finish strong Friday here on Zolak and Bertrand. Keep an eye on some of those college games. Fourth-ranked Auburn, the number one seed in the SEC tournament, losing 53-35 to Texas A&M at this hour.
Boy, I wish I had a prop swap with Texas A&M. Ride them and then sell them.
Under 10 to 9:57 to go in that game. Keep an eye on that one.
Down 16.
Not good. Let's go to your calls. Manny is on the pike today. What do you got, Manny?
Hey, what's up, guys? So what I remember about getting pulled out from school in December, I remember my teachers giving me a pack of homework for like a month because we used to go to DR for the month, and they gave me like a Bible of homework. I remember taking the pack with me over there to do the homework. That's what I remember from getting taken out. But I don't think you can take kids out anymore now. Tell you the truth.
Yeah, I feel like they were far more accommodating, Manny, when you were a kid than they are now. I think they're very much against doing it now.
And yeah, what's your cutoff, too?
Josh in the mail truck told me on Twitter that he does it all the time. He said, I go to Universal when it's the weeks that are not vacation and the place is dead. It's great.
Yeah, but what's your cutoff for age-wise for a kid to pull them out?
Ooh, that's a good one, too.
You know what I mean? Because you think, okay, they're young, but like you miss a week of high school, you're in trouble. Middle school, you're in trouble. But like elementary, first grade, second grade?
That's a really good question. Where's the sweet spot in pulling a kid out of school? I would say it's probably right around fifth or sixth grade.
Yep.
Where they're very capable of reading, very capable of doing math, right? What do I know other than I once was in the fifth or sixth grade? But at that point, they can catch up, right? Like they can do the work necessary to make up work.
I like this.
Right?
I do.
Yeah.
And that's it.
You're not delaying their reading. You're not delaying their math abilities. Right. You're not delaying those things. It's just, you're now doing work. You're in the groove.
Yeah, like first, second grade, you might list like an entire chunk of the alphabet
right,
that week.
Right.
You're screwed. But fifth, sixth grade.
Well, they learn how to read in kindergarten now, so.
Well, I'm just, you could lose, yeah, you could miss out on long division, you know, if you're out a week in third grade. But fifth grade, it's like, probably help you out with this for 4 days, 3 days.
Right. In the early grades, you're learning the skills to be able to continue learning.
Oh, spoken like somebody who has a relationship with a teacher.
Maybe. It's possible. But I think that's maybe, you know, five, six, seven, before you get to high school.
I think those it's fifth grade or under.
Yeah, those are the sweet spots there.
Yep.
Right in the middle. Let's go to Chris in Boston. He's got something on the road trip with the dog.
Oh, go ahead. What
Hi,
do you got, Chris?
Yeah.
Hi, guys. How are you doing this afternoon? Hey, Hottie, take your dog, man.
That's what I'm saying. I like it.
Take your dog. Hey, Hottie, you have like that dog. You have like a relationship with your dog, right?
Oh yeah.
It's
oh,
just
yeah.
not a pet.
No. Member of the family.
Dog. It's a member of the family, exactly. My
right.
German Shepherd, he's 95 pounds. I take him everywhere with me. He sleeps in bed with me.
Yeah.
Between me and my wife.
Yeah. Nice. Okay.
Yeah, except, good. You know, how many other members of your family do you occasionally put in a crate?
All my grandchildren. When they get on my nerves. No. And the other thing about the whole school thing, I went to Somerville High. It was a blur. I was baked every day in classroom. So I don't know why you guys are thinking that you can't learn anything. I made it out.
No, never said you can't learn anything.
That is the goal. I just want my kids to graduate
to
high school. Yeah.
That was always my goal, too. You know, Mike, I only graduated from high school, but my kids went to college. They got degrees. I got a daughter working on her doctorate.
Wow.
Damn.
And she came from me.
Yeah.
I can't believe that.
Okay.
There you go.
All right.
Hey.
See, I think Hardy wants to take the dog.
I do.
Maybe everybody else doesn't.
I get the sense the family hates that dog.
No, the family loves the dog. Getting pushback from one family member in particular. I'm not going to say who.
Oh, I could take a guess.
Yeah. No, I think you'd be wrong. I think you'd be wrong. It's someone who doesn't want to share the back seat with the
Bingo.
Dog.
I was going to say Katie. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I blurt that out?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Did I say that out loud? It's not Calvin. I can't imagine him complaining about anything.
Yeah, he's long for the ride.
No, he's Mr. Happy to be here.
Yeah, he's a happy guy.
Yeah. Katie, she's got opinions. She's a problem. She's a lot like her old man. A little too alike.
I'd say she's got a clue in this matter. She's got a clue here, and she's telling her dad, what are you doing? We're going 11 hours
That's
each
bad
way.
Enough in a
we don't need 11 hours each way with the dog with us.
I would gladly... If it goes poorly on the way down, and I mean this wholeheartedly, if one or more people along for the ride do not enjoy the ride down, fly back. I will make the trip back by myself with the dog. And that
he just wants to go with the dog.
That's like a money back guarantee right there.
That might be the best part of the whole trip.
I think he just wants to go with the dog.
Calvin would go with you on the trip back. He wouldn't take the flight.
Yeah, I think he would. Yeah, I think he's going to enjoy it. I think we're all going to enjoy
it. My kids will all take the flight.
Okay. Paul's in the car. Hey, Paul.
That was a funny one. Hey, guys, what's going on? Hey, so we're going back to the. Thanks, so appreciate it. We're going back to the N'Keal Harry conversation here. Didn't we dangle that carrot last year? And we didn't get any rabbits to chase it?
Yeah, I mean,
what are we going fishing with no lures anymore now again? I mean, come on, Bill. What are we doing here?
Well,
I remember the push at midseason, too. He made that one catch against the Jets, and they're like, yeah, he's been doing this in practice all the time.
That's right.
I do remember that.
That's like right.
This is who he is.
Prior to the trade deadline. Yeah.
He's set to pop.
He's ready to have a breakout.
No, what?
Oh, yeah.
No, he's not.
Margo in Boston. Hi, Margo.
Hi, how are you?
Hello.
Hi. So I actually went to King Philip High School many years ago.
Nice.
I graduated in the 90s. Yeah. So it's always funny when you bring it up. I always think of the good old days back in the 90s at King Philip. It's really weird because I remember all the kids, including myself, going to work. Like, we would work full time over a school vacation. And I feel like those days are gone.
Yeah, well, things have changed. I can tell you from my experience, the kids who go there now, they're not working during their vacations. Are they?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Really? Yes. What are they doing?
Working over vacation.
Really?
Got to get a job. Yeah. I didn't hear what your question was.
Listening.
I was reading the text.
Oh, reading the text. Okay.
I'm sorry.
That's right. Vacation.
I heard like working over vacation.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is your child who is a student at the King Philip work? Yeah.
No.
Okay.
No.
She doesn't have a job that she works on weekends.
What job are you going to? No. I mean, she babysits here and there, but like, what job are you going to get? Like, say, hey, I want to work for 5 days. Who's going to hire you for 5 days?
No, it's
unless you,
it's
that
you have that a job.
You already have a job.
And then you become more available on the vacation so you can work during the week.
Well, Christmas vacation, that's different. Yeah. My oldest one did.
It is different. I mean, but so I don't know if you worked. You probably didn't have a
job.
No,
I did.
You have a job in high school?
American Eagle.
Yeah.
I folded T-shirts.
I mean,
collected those magnetic pins, you know, the ink things.
Yeah, the I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I was in charge of those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They really have ink in them?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Get it all over your hands.
Did you ever break one by accident?
I did at home because I bought some and somehow got out of the store. This is just like, it was as recently as like 2 months ago. I was outside with a rock and I got that thing off.
Why don't you just take it back to the store and have them remove it?
Because it's like 25 minutes away.
Okay. You're never going back there again.
Today's takeaways, the fake promos. We'll hear them next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com. Zolak.
I digress. That tastes different in Florida.
Bertrand.
I got no brother chili.
Zolak and Bertrand. 85 Sports Hub.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes for the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
All right, fake promos brought to you by Waking 180 Weight Loss, shoveling snow, walking upstairs, keeping up with your kids, or simply just tying your shoes all easier after losing weight with the help of Waking 180 Weight Loss.
Are we good?
Six fake promos today,
Joe. Oh, they must be good. It's a limited batch, right?
Let's see.
Guess not.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
You're getting a good look at it right now.
Ooh,
it
looks like a black widow with stripes.
Uh-huh, that baby's coming.
What does that mean?
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, Spiders. The Sports Hub.
It's coming up the East Coast. It's coming. It's
flying
coming to
in
New
its
England.
Web.
You remember the name
of what?
The spider,
banana spider.
Joro.
They eat the stink bugs.
What's the other one? The brown.
Welcome to town. I'd like
recluse.
To be
a
brown recluse.
I am on the Joro spider welcoming committee.
Yeah, you
yeah,
can't
keep
wait.
Keep down in your town,
can't
pal.
Wait. It's gonna be great.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
And you're pulling it out with like pliers. And you got this big hole. You can see all this wet water down to your bone.
Mm.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the sports.
Pressure app. Hole in the leg.
Mm, yummy.
Pack that thing with gauze.
So, talking at length about having the hot boil cyst
abscess.
In the hole that it, and like he has them every week.
Itchy.
One time.
I've seen some videos that I think you would be interested in, Zo.
Yeah.
It's not human. Things that are exploding, like
cow.
The hooves. The cow one? The hooves.
Oh my god!
We talked about that. I think off the air, and all of a sudden, what happens? You see it show up in your feed.
Oh, middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Meanwhile, big deal in the NFL yesterday: Russell Wilson leaving the Seahawks, going to the Denver Broncos in exchange for their quarterback, Drew Lock, and just a
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Cover your mouth.
One of two uncovered sneezes during that same update.
Yeah.
Consider it.
I get better. I got better as a day one. Because I sneezed a third time and I covered it.
Oh.
After Hardy yelled.
Hooray.
Sorry.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
You know what they say, big stools ripping us all off.
Big stools, big poo.
Okay, well.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
But it doesn't have to be said.
To say that.
Right. It doesn't have to be.
It doesn't work as innuendo when you just drop in what it is.
Right.
That's just the outward thinking.
Right.
You say big stools and everybody gets a chuckle out of
and
it.
And we were talking about actual stools. We were talking about stools that you sit on at a bar or in your kitchen
or wherever.
Expensive
they are.
Right.
And then you said, oh, the industry's just ripping us off.
It's not a joke if you have to explain it.
Big stools. And now I have to explain it because what you did to it.
But then you wouldn't have the fake promo if I had to do that.
True.
Oh. Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
And I just dip into that now and then. Keep them little bastards quiet. Quite literally. You understand? Oh, Jer.
You turned Jer. I'm like, what the hell is he doing? I'm trying to
change your did Murray have anything on that yesterday?
I didn't hear. Murray's here now.
You got the megaphone?
He can't hear us. He has the speakers down.
Hey there.
Murray, you don't hear us in there, do you?
No, he doesn't.
Nope. Murray doesn't hear us.
Oh, wait. I think we got his attention.
A little bit.
Did you have a lot of Jerry Jones yesterday? That's what we want to know.
No Jerry?
No?
No.
Oh, my God.
No Jerry yesterday.
Even he wouldn't go there, Hardy.
Oh, come on. It's Friday. That should be your opening take.
Nothing on the bastard hush fund?
Maybe just a statement from Jerry Jones.
Give me a little.
How it is in his child.
Is this the last one, T-Bone?
Last one.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Our guy, Lauf, he's not in today. He's down at the Big East tournament down in New York City. So if you're in the city listening to us down in
New
York.
Keep an eye out for Lauf.
And you see some fat little squatty bald kid wearing
his work.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Lauf actually isn't fat. He's just stout.
Powerful.
Powerful. A lot of power.
So trying to dig his way out of that hole.
Nimble.
Yeah. Very nimble.
5:30 a.m.
Great arm strength. Really.
Good hands.
Yep.
Big.
Good hand eye.
Yep.
Without a doubt.
All of it.
Felger and Maz coming your way next. Full crew today.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody here, Maz? All right, everybody's in on Felger and Maz. They come your way on an agenda-free Friday. With, as Felger would say, they take all your wonderful calls. So that's coming your way next. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you Monday.
All right. See ya.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.